Everybody sing along to this.
It's a royal wedding update.
We do it one more time for everybody in the car. Now okay. You know what we're doing.
All right.
One more time. Here we go. Everybody now.
It's a royal wedding update.
There you go.
All right.
Royal wedding update.
So I had to write down pretty much everything, or I knew I would be flustered and all over the place. And I'm going to try to say all of this without crying, but
You're already crying.
I know. Okay. Okay. So I'm not sure where to even start, but when you all met me, I was a 24-year-old girl, single girl, that was lost. Sometimes I pretended to have it all together. We all know I didn't. Trimble, you called me out a lot of the times on it, and I failed in finding happiness myself, so I sought it out from dating and going out to happy hours, etc. That was a lot of years, a lot of months, a lot of shows. I came in hungover, not right, whatever. Trimble, you had a ton of talks with me. You sat me down a lot, big brother talks, as I called them, and I opened up and I was vulnerable with you all so many times. I remember one of the times, the infamous text breakup that we all know, we all hate, everyone references, and I was in studio, and I remember we got off one break, and you looked at me and you said, Trimble, you said, you're either going to open up and talk about this, or you're going to need to leave because you can't fake it. That's not who we are, and the show will never be fakers, anything like that. So, of course, I talked about that breakup. I've talked about a lot of breakups in my life, a lot of different roller coasters, if you will. So the point of what I'm saying is that you all in the car, you all that listen every morning for the past 8 years, you've seen so many chapters of my life, a lot of happiness, a lot of sadness, a lot of scaredness with my dad and his heart attack. And it is not a normal life to live. It took a long time for my family to grasp onto it, because who would ever open up and talk about your entire life to a ton of people that you've never met in your entire life, strangers, right? But I think I can speak for Trimble when I say that you all in the car that listen every morning on the app that don't even live in Volusia or Flagler County, you all are part of the Morning Vibe family, and we're so appreciative of that. I remember years ago after the text message breakup, I think it was Christmas Eve, and I was at my sister's apartment in Jacksonville, and she was newly dating her now husband and future father of their baby, and I broke down to her, and I told her I was so scared I was going to be alone forever, and that I would never find what she had. I was a big sister. I was supposed to be leading the way. And what do you say to someone that does that, right? You just say, it's fine. You'll find that person. Anyway, as fate would have it, as the control freak that I am, I did not get to control any of this. And when I least expected it, and it was not on my timeline, I met one of the sweetest girls who now is going to be my sister-in-law. And she set me up with her brother, who is now going to be my husband. Everything I prayed for, everything I manifested, I hope for in a husband is what Joey lives in every single day. I don't know if you saw my social media earlier this week, but the amazing man Joey is. We have a pond in our backyard, and I'm not kidding. Every night, like clockwork, when he gets home from work, he goes to feed the fish. He loves doing it. When he's not even home, he's out of town. The one thing he asked me is, have I fed the fish? Anyway, if you're over at our house, I guarantee he will ask you, do you want to go feed the fish? So one of the first times we were feeding the fish, he told me, you can feed the big fish, but never forget about the little guys too. And that really stuck with me. And that's when I knew that I had one of the good ones. Because if you ask anyone, any employee that works for him, any friend of his, anyone that comes into contact with him knows that Joey is one of the good guys. And his dad passed away in 2005. I never got to meet his dad, but from what I heard, he was an amazing man. And I think that he would be so proud of the man that Joey has become and the man that I get to marry, and I'm so lucky to. I get to marry into one of the sweetest, best families I've known. I'm so grateful. My family meshes so well with his. And for all of the listeners that have messaged and DM'd and called and texted and done anything to reach out to me to say they've loved watching the craziness of my life, I'm thank you so much. I'm so grateful for you. It's the happiest I've ever been. And I can say with the most confidence that I truly am the luckiest girl ever. I have the best friends surrounding me. They have put up with more than they ever thought.
You may want to say that twice.
They have put up with more than I think they ever thought they would ever need to. They have supported me so much. And I truly am so lucky to have the best friends, the best family, that has been stronger, I can truly say, this year, in many more reasons than ever for ourselves. So, to you all in the car, to you all listening on the app, to you, Tremble, to my friends, to my family, to everyone, and to Joey, thank you so much for supporting me in this crazy journey. I'm about to enter the happiest chapter of my life, and I'm so, so grateful I've been able to share everything with you all. And I don't give advice normally, but to that single person in the car, that single girl that may have just gone through the breakup, maybe they've given up on dating in general, maybe they've cried to their sister on Christmas Eve because they're afraid they're never going to find happiness, I promise you, you will find it when you least expect it, but you have to focus on finding happiness within yourself first. I promise it will come. So thank you to everyone. Joey, I love you as an understatement, and I am so grateful that you are going to be my husband on Saturday, and I love you so much, and I thank you for putting up with me and loving me in a way that I never, ever, ever thought that I ever could be loved. So thank you so much. Okay, I'm done.
Sure.
I'm done.
Well, my wife and I, probably a couple years ago, and we prayed for you.
Yeah.
My wife's prayer was a little bit different than my prayer. My wife's prayer was, you know, she's very genuine. She's very happy for you too.
Yeah.
As I am, but I mean, she's very happy for you too. My prayer was to find, I was hoping that somebody would come along to take you out of my wing.
Literally.
And place you into their wing. But we love you and Joey. We do.
Thank you.
You guys are very
likewise
mean so much to us, and we are looking forward to watching this next chapter start for both of you. And we will always be here for you guys.
Thank you. I appreciate that. One of the big things, a non-negotiable, if you will, was that whoever I marry has to get along with, like, my friends, has to mesh, has to get along with you and Jordan, because you all are in my lives more than a lot of people. And Joey just fits right in. And I'm so, it truly, everything happens for a reason in the way that it has. And this week has been a curveball of just, I can't even say the words on air, but it has been an insane week of negative curveballs. And he has just been like, "It's we're going to get through this. It's going to be fine." And I'm like, I don't want the tough love. I want you to love me, you know? But he's like, you need to be strong. So I'm so grateful Joey gets along with you all. I'm so grateful he fits in with our friends and our circle and everything. And it just, it's insane how things work the way they should. So thank you to everyone that is texting in now. Thank you to everyone that has reached out. And Tremble, on behalf of Joey and I and myself, like, we are so grateful that you and Jordan are in our lives the way that you all are too. Because,
well, don't ruin it.
No. Okay, great. Thank you. See?
I'm a very recluse person. I will shut down.
Yeah, okay? I know.
So don't push it.
And to my best friends, and my family, like, you, thank you is an understatement, and we truly do love you, and we are so lucky.